2 Timothy chapter 2. And then maybe 2 Peter. But 2 Timothy chapter 2, I want to read a verse. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. You know, I don't know about you, but I always get a little nervous when it's time to preach. But, you know, we need to depend on the Lord, okay? For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's been, and that's one of the verses that we were helped at the prayer conference. But, you know, one of the things I think is hard sometimes is soul winning, door knocking, visitation. You know, some visits, you see the people, they see you coming, and already in your mind, you know, talk about casting down imaginations. Oh man, you've killed yourself and tortured yourself before you get to the door. And then you get there, you know, and you're terrified. It's just the devil, you know, working. That's not the Spirit of God. We have the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ to go knock on any door, talk to any person, anytime, anywhere. That's His command. And, you know, and that's most of the time you get there and, we were just talking about looking for a church home or finding the church and see. But one of the things we try to make exciting is our Saturday visitation program. How many of you have a regular scheduled Saturday visitation? Okay. What would you say would be a good percentage of your people coming out on visitation?
50%.
How much?
50.
50? Okay. If you had 50%, would be good, yes. But yes. But, you know, sometimes we don't even get 5%, you know, 10%. Well, sometimes we'll have, and again, this is the Lord, and maybe, you know, upset pastor sometimes, but sometimes our church, Sunday, we had 108. 8 years ago, we had 7. And visitation, to me, is very, 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 very important, because somebody talked to me about my soul for about 20 times when I was a freshman in college. And if this person hadn't invited me and invited me and invited me and loved me, I'd have never got saved. So, you know, we have a good group on visitation. When I was at assistant pastor at Suburban Baptist Church on the south side, Pastor Egbert suggested I come here one Saturday and watch what Faith does for their visitation program. That's when Pastor Lopez was here. And so I came and saw how they conducted Saturday morning visitation. And most of it we put into practice at Crossroads, and it's helped us out quite a bit. And we adapted it for our church. And so here's just some ideas. You know, take what you can use. But here's what we do, and I hope it's a help to you, excuse me, your pastor, your church, culminating and resulting in souls saved and church growth numerically and spiritually. All right? So I gave you the answers. They're in your paper. Does anybody need a paper? Does everybody have one? All right, preparation. My wife and one of the ladies meet in the kitchen on Saturday morning to prepare a wonderful breakfast. Different things, juice, coffee, sausage or bacon, eggs, toast, waffles, sometimes biscuits and gravy. Everybody goes crazy over that. We have a lady that makes some homemade coffee cake. She gets hash browns. Use your imagination. You can do cereal if you want. I mean, but my wife averages about $12 to $15 a week for 12 to 20 people, 12 to 18 people. And sometimes we have more people. Many times at home on Friday, she will cook the sausage or the bacon or make an egg casserole. for Saturday. And Pastor Kelly Monte used to do that here. I don't know if she still does. Always try to work ahead for Saturday because you want all the focus on soul winning and visitation. So my wife and one lady, maybe two, they go and get the breakfast ready. All right? That's at 8:30. Then at 9 o'clock, we eat. Now, when I came here, Pastor Monty called me aside and he says, "Now, whatever Brother Lopez says, don't listen to him." He goes, "I'm telling you, the key to our Saturday visitation is the breakfast." And, of course, Pastor Lopez is like, "No, no, that's not right. It's the program." Well, it's both. Okay? While we eat, we talk. We talk about prayer requests. We fellowship. We talk about the Lord. We talk about the church. And then at 9:20, we clean up. And I like, you know, I like the team concept. Everybody does everything. We don't have some, the pastor goes and does dishes sometimes. Now, not a lot. Okay, but that's not above me. I vacuum. But believe me, if I'm in the kitchen doing dishes, you better be in there with me. Not sitting out there, you know. And we have some young Bible college guys that are there, and they know. They better get up and get going, okay? But our people are real giving. Everybody cleans up. And then at 9:30, we sing. Okay, we make it fun. We make it exciting. We make it happy. Your workers are probably discouraged and tired. What is it? 2% of the people do, you know, 98% of the work. And now they're taking all of their early Saturday morning. Well, 9 o'clock for some isn't early, but for some you'd think it, you know, was the end of the world. And they can't sleep in like everybody else, and they're out visiting. So make it caring. Make it energize. Make it full of energy. We sing choruses. We have song books. Sometimes we'll sing a song from the song book because we have them all right there. We meet in the teen room, which is in the fellowship hall, and sometimes we do choruses. And the young men lead, and we're very fortunate. We have a piano player. You don't have to have the piano, but try to use the piano. But, you know, we'll just, I tell them, just get songs that are going to, you know, help us and feed our soul. And, okay. So, all right, ready? You sing with me. The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted amid the raging storms of time. Its pages burst with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands, hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. Though the earth may crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundations, for the Bible stands. All right, I practice that. I hate you have to turn back and forth, but okay. You know, my heart was dark with sin until the Savior came in. His precious blood, I know, has washed me white as snow. And in God's Word, I'm told, I'll walk the streets of gold. Oh, to grow in Christ each day, I read my Bible and pray. All right, so I have the piano player play exciting. Okay, who knows, it's baseball season, who knows, take me out to the, what was it, ballpark, ball game? All right, ready?
Do you know about Jesus? He can save you from sin. He died for sinners on Calvary. He's alive now to set people free, and someday you'll go to be with him if he has saved you from sin. For it's one, two, four to be sure he will come again.
All right, so we sing some songs. This one, if you've never seen this work on your attitude, people talk about this throughout the week and they sing it. It's an old song I found somewhere, it's a really good song. Okay, so anyway, we sing, We sing peppy. We sing fast. We use the piano. That's at 9:30. All right, so preparation, the meal, the singing, the service. It's short. Really, we eat, we sing, we have the Word of God, we pray, and we go visiting. But let me tell you something. By that time, guess what's happened? We break up. I'm jumping ahead. We break up in prayer. Okay, you've sat around God's. You've sat around the table with God's people. You know, your Sunday school superintendent, your assistant pastor, your pastor, your teachers, your workers, the bus workers. There's two guys walking around here, one in cowboy boots, a gray jacket, bald head, and another guy coughing his head off. Those two guys, when there was no pastor years ago, they were out door knocking and winning souls. And they're still here. So you're fellowshipping with people. You're getting, you know, like last night, the message, we're loving each other. Then the Word of God's given. And then we get on our knees or sit in our chair and we pray, and then we go. And you know what's happened? We're spiritually energized. We have prepared. We've had a short spiritual boot camp, and now we're ready to go do battle. Amen. The devil doesn't want us out in the highways and hedges.
Right.
And so 9:40 service. Short, powerful, practical lessons on soul winning. This will help, or on Sunday school, or on teaching, or on children's church, but something that helps us in a church and talk to people. This will help everybody who's there. It'll help the teachers. It'll help the bus workers. It'll help the helpers. Sometimes we do skits. The one time I came here, they did a skit. And I should have remembered this, because when I first got saved, last month was 41 years. I remember Brother Max, we would just have some donuts and stuff, and then we'd go upstairs to the teen room, and I was just a brand new Christian, and man, he would give the Word of God and talk about revival, and I'm sitting there getting right with God and confessing and asking God to forgive me. But every Saturday was a spiritually powerful. I had to have Saturday morning for the service. Then visiting was a joy. Talking to people was a joy. God put His strength in us to go out and do battle with Satan. And every Saturday, I knew Brother Max always had something from God's Word. It was convicting. Sometimes he'd have us bow our heads and close our eyes, and he'd give it like a short invitation. Man, Saturday mornings. Without Saturday morning, there was no great visitation. Without Saturday morning, Sunday just wasn't what it could be. See, this is also getting ready for Sunday. People are getting right. They're fellowshipping. They're praying. The Word of God will not return void. So anyway, it's a big help. Skits. A few weeks ago, we had, the guy I said was coughing, one of our best soul winners in the church. We had him practice leading a Bible college student to the Lord, you know. They need to get saved two or three times, not really. Mm-hmm. But we practiced. And so we had teenagers there, and some of them were new to visitation, and they're like, wow. And so he practiced leading someone to the Lord. And after that was over, people, some of the even adult soul winners, they're like, wow, that helped me so much. He asked questions. We had a couple weeks after that, we were at a house. I went to talk to this lady. She had raised her hand during the service about her salvation. We get to the house, kids everywhere. Melissa, kids everywhere. So what did the we had a skit, but a practice session with the silent partner, and it was perfect because it happened the week before. He took all those kids. I don't know how he did it, because he has no kids, and he's single and he's older. But he had all those kids out in the kitchen, and he was playing with all the kids as I sat on the couch with the mother, the kitchen's right there, and my New Testament, and went through the entire plan of salvation. We did that, and people were like, oh yeah, the second partner, the silent partner. So, we go over any Sunday school needs. Okay? I'm wearing our button. We're getting ready to, we're having a Sunday school campaign, so we might talk about that. Any campaigns going on? Anything that we need to know about Children's Church? Okay, last week this happened. Any concerns? We talk about schedules. We talk about visits. Bus announcements. Filling out visitor information. So it's also like a teacher's meeting. And it's really great when all the teachers are there, not always, but most of the time, like it's, you know, instead of another night for a teacher's meeting before and after Wednesday service, you know, again, it has to be short, but we can address things. And you can go over little things that are just bothering you, but you go over to about 20 Saturdays, guess what? Eventually it's going to sink in. Oh, I guess the pastor doesn't want us doing this. Or I guess the pastor wants us doing this. So, you know, instead of saying it frustrated, you just say it over and over, you know, like you had to tell your teenagers 1,000 times. Not you, Andrew, of course, but your brothers and sister, okay? But, you know, you had to tell them 1,000 times to get it before it sunk in. Well, we're no different. You know, the Lord's got to deal with us about things. So it's a perfect time. You just mention it. You just mention it. You just mention it. Okay? So much is accomplished. You can also deal with personal concerns. If the Holy Spirit's leading, that you can't deal with behind the pulpit. So we kind of set it up as a very short church service with teaching on soul winning. All right? You got to feed the soul with the Word of God. Now, I've got a man, the other guy, Mike Wade. He does that. He prepares every week, and I'm telling you, he prepares with the Lord. It's 5 to 10, maybe 15 minutes, and I'm sitting there, sometimes tears in my eyes, talking to the Lord, confessing, getting right, being encouraged, being challenged, being fed. Man, what a blessing. He takes it serious. And you say, well, what are some things? Well, you know, at first he was kind of trying to get things, but he talks about bus and Sunday school. Another thing, too, like this makes it easy. Every week, if you're going to talk about the buses, Brother Fugit has, and you can save these, I save them. You just go through whatever he's talking about, and you got your lesson. Of course, adapt it to your own people. All right, encouraging another generation of bus workers. What did Brother Monty say? We're hurting for young preachers, right? Well, do we need a next generation of young people to door knock and soul win and visit and work in the bus? Yeah. Well, anyway, there's an article. So, I mean, you can cut those out. You know, there's different pamphlets, different books, but you there's all kinds of different bus manuals and places where you can just give like short. And you can do a series, practical pointers. He did a whole series, short, again, 3-4 weeks on soul winning. Even from, you know, deodorant, breath mints, being kind, introducing yourself. So practical things. We need refresher courses in that. And the new people there, hey, it's new to them. All right? We always read Scripture. What time are we finished?
28.
All right, we got 10 minutes. All right, we always read Scripture. We do this Sunday mornings without fail, most Sunday nights and Wednesdays. And when I mean read Scripture, I mean we do it together. And here's what we do. Go to 2 Peter. And this is really helpful. It took us, it took the longest time for us to be together on this. It was a battle. We had this guy over here. He read at his pace. This lady down here. Nobody followed the preacher. But we do now. I love it. And here's how I read 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll do verses 1 through 8. I'll start in verse 1, the congregation verse 2. Verse 3, 4, we'll alternate. Now, when I read, I kind of emphasize the commas and I pause and I don't rush through it. Okay, so just that's how we do it. But every Saturday, Brother Mike always has us read a portion of Scripture. Saturday mornings is a little harder than Sundays because there's less of us and, you know, it's people are tired. But so I'll start out and then, you know, together. Okay, listen to each other just like in singing and we'll read. We'll do 1 through 8. All right, I'll start then you. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. Oops, sorry. Okay, let me keep going. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. All right, perfect. Wow. So every Saturday we read Scripture. All right? So then at 9:55, prayer. Have some serious prayer with a partner and then go. So it's like having devotions in church and a meal before you go visiting. And we kneel down or sit down with a partner, and I'm telling you, now this takes time, and you can change it and adapt it any way you want. But I'm telling you, when you hear your Sunday school teachers, and your pastor, and your bus driver, and your bus captain, and your wife, and your teens calling out to the Lord, brother, and you know God's listening. And he's taking his Holy Spirit and he's encouraging you because you haven't had any visitors and nobody's saved. And you don't know, this could be the very day somebody's wanting to quit. But it is also the very day you're going to knock on somebody's door, like I did a couple weeks ago, twice now in the last month. And both these people, it was like I left thinking that was too easy. Well, it wasn't, because in both, they got saved. In both their situations, someone had already planted the seed. Someone had already watered the seed. And I just show up and, you know, boom, 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 you want to get saved? Of course I do. And they did. And you never know. And come to find out, she said, my grandmother has been talking to me and telling me I've needed to get saved for years. Boom. And I, do you understand this? Yes. Would you like to do? Of course. Wow. Now, that doesn't happen a lot. But see what happens? You're preparing to do spiritual battle. The only way to prepare for spiritual battle, door knocking, visitation, soul winning, bus visitation, is spiritually. So plan and over prepare. Have someone faithful. Set up the room on Wednesday night, if you can, after church. Now, our teens know and the youth pastor knows that when I come in there Saturday morning, well, they know after church Wednesday that the room needs to be set up. And they do it joyfully. That way it's ready when you come in Saturday. Have your visits ready. If you're going door knocking, have the map quest ready. Get the John and Romans ready. Get the tracts ready. Teach them to always carry their New Testament. Have a faithful lady check the kitchen Wednesday. Is there cups and plates and knives and forks and coffee and salt and pepper, napkins, and have everything ready to go Friday. My wife buys food cheap. It'll cost you a few bucks, but here's what'll happen. Your people will be encouraged, and they will. With food, of course, fellowship, the Word of God, prayer, and singing. Now, they are ready to go to work. Spiritual battle. And they do. They go out and invite. And they witness. And win souls. And they do win souls. And then Sunday comes. And there's this exciting anticipation. Why? Because Saturday was great. Saturday morning, man, we got to get together. We had something to eat. We had the Word of God. We had a prayer time. We sang. And boy, and then, you know what has happened? Well, you've prepared them to win souls. Now, some Saturdays, you're going to come back and be like, oh, man. Other Saturdays, you're going to be on cloud nine. Four people saved a couple months ago by four different people. And our number one reason, we've all of a sudden started having visitors. The number one reason is because we've been praying. That's why. Right. Since that Bended Knee Conference, we've been praying. And we have had visitors Sunday night. Here comes this young couple. I didn't know them, never seen them, never met them. They were there. Last Sunday, two Sunday nights ago, another young couple, never been there on a Sunday night. Wednesdays, Sunday mornings, because of prayer. Now, I'm not saying just pray, but knock doors too, okay? But those two, but it's number one because of prayer, and then just going out and sowing seed, and God sent a people, and I told them after visitation, I said, now you watch tomorrow and see if we don't have some visitors. Man, God just sends them in. Why? It's the law of the harvest.
Right.
You sow and God will send. You may be door knocking over here in this section and people are going to come from over here. How'd you hear about us? Oh, we just drive by and see your sign.
Yeah,
well, brother, that's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And they're coming Sunday. Now, it's not, you know, great all the time, okay? But lately, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Who visits church on Wednesday night?
Right. Right.
But people are coming.
Amen.
And see, now people are like, man, they sense their responsibility, their need to visit the class, the bus route, door knock. We go when it's cold. Now, not crazy cold. And then we come back and rejoice over the visits. I come in my office, and they put all the MapQuest down, and the people are there. They tell me about it, and I look at them. And then make notes and file it. Keep excellent records. But man, when you come back and rejoice about the visits, it's great. Invite new people. Oh, so there's this one family we're trying to get to come out on visitation. So we invite them, hey, can you come help cook breakfast? Well, she comes and she brings her three kids. Guess what? Excitement. Kids, more people, more talking, more noise, more bodies. They fix the meal, eat with us, stay for the service, and go home. But guess what's going to happen? Eventually, they're going to hang out. So invite people, even if they're not going to stay, it'll cause for joy and excitement and good fellowship. And eventually, the Lord will convict them. So we all need the Lord's courage in two struggle areas of our life, prayer and soul winning. So... May God give you and your church ministry great victories in your Saturday visitation program. Brother Fugit said, there is no more important work than that of working to win souls and baptize and disciple our converts. It is not an investment of our time in something that will soon be wasted or will expire. Our work is eternal. Our converts will be forever saved. All right, any questions? Any questions? One evangelist came to our... Yes, sir, go. We got a minute or are we done?
Do you have age groups or do you like, say, family structure? Do you have families that go out together as families, husband, wife, children, go out and visit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and when we door knock, we all get on the bus and go together.
Good.
And we all stick together. If there's like eight people, four on this side, four on this side. You know, men watching the ladies and everybody sticks together. Here's one evangelist came to our church, and he wrote this on his blog. He said, Saturday morning start off with a wonderful breakfast at the church, followed by a small church service with a message. We are encouraged with the strong soul winning message. After breakfast and the message, the team partnered up with church members and went out on visitation. It was an exciting time. Now, that's what an evangelist thought that came to our church. So anyway, hope it's been a blessing to you.